This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam end today. Congress releases its fifth list of candidates for the assembly polls. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha visits Dharmanagar to attend party meeting ahead of by-election in the assembly constituency. Tripura budget for financial year 2026-27 likely to be passed today. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh says talks with Kuki Zo Council is first step towards removing trust deficit between the two communities. The news in detail. The Congress released its fifth list of candidates for the upcoming Assam Assembly elections yesterday, naming nominees for seven constituencies across different regions of the state. Candidates have been finalized for seats including Gosaigaon, Dotma ST, Bipuria, Bhergaon, Masbat, Haflong ST and Katigora. The list was approved by the Congress leadership as part of its ongoing effort to strengthen its electoral presence ahead of the assembly polls. With this list, the Congress continues to gradually unveil its candidates for the Assam elections, signaling its intent to mount a serious challenge against the ruling BJP-led alliance. Party insiders said the selection process has focused on balancing experience, grassroots connect, and community representation, especially in constituencies with significant tribal and minority populations. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, and Puducherry will end today. Elections to the 126-member Assam Assembly are scheduled to be held on 9th April, with counting of votes to take place on 4th May. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha visited Dharmanagar yesterday to attend a party meeting ahead of the by-election in the Dharmanagar Assembly constituency. The Chief Minister joined a meeting with party workers and supporters at the BJP district office. The meeting was attended by Minister Sudhanshu Das, MLAs Binoy Bhushan Das and Yadav Lal Nath, BJP district president Kajol Das and party candidate Johor Chakraborty along with other leaders. The budget session of the 13th Tripura Legislative Assembly will conclude today with the budget for the financial year 2026-27 likely to be passed. The session began on 13th March with the address of Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu. On 16th March, Finance Minister Prasenjit Singha Roy presented the budget. Three bills related to the establishment of private universities have been passed by the Tripura Assembly. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh has said that the government's move to hold talks with the Kuki Zo Council is the first step towards removing the trust deficit that exists between the two communities in the state. It is also a step to bridge the gap between the two communities in an effort to bring peace. He said it is a good beginning that the Kuki Zo Council is willing to hold talks after almost 3 years. The Chief Minister held talks with representatives of Kuki Zo Council in Guwahati on Saturday for the first time after the communal violence erupted in Manipur in May 2023. However, no agreement was reached during the talks. Pointing that Manipur is inhabited by 36 different communities, Mr. Singh asserted that the state would remain intact. In connection with the demand for separate administration, the Chief Minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has already announced that Manipur's territorial integrity will not be compromised. Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh General Secretary Dattatreya Hosabale has said the organization does not support discrimination on religious grounds and upholds every citizen's constitutional right to practice their faith. He was speaking at a prominent citizens' meet organized by RSS Meghalaya in Shillong as part of the organization's centenary year celebrations. Mr. Hosabale said, India's linguistic and cultural diversity strengthens unity. The RSS leader mentioned about Shillong's association with figures such as Swami Vivekananda, Rabindranath Tagore and Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav has called upon members of the Bihari community to preserve and promote their cultural heritage that has significantly contributed to the making of India. Addressing the Bihar State Foundation Day function at Lok Bhavan in Kohima yesterday, the governor highlighted the historical and cultural importance of Bihar, describing it as a cradle of ancient civilization, knowledge and spirituality. He noted that historic centers like Nalanda and Vikramshila universities of Bihar once symbolized India's intellectual leadership. The governor also called on Biharis residing in Nagaland to actively contribute to the state's development and work in harmony with local communities for a prosperous and inclusive future. Arunachal Pradesh Minister of Rural Development, Panchayati Raj and Cooperation, Ojing Tasing, flagged off Gram Bandhu project at the independent Golden Jubilee Government Higher Secondary School in Pasighat, East Siang District yesterday. It is an innovative income enhancement project under the revamped Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan of the Union Ministry of Panchayati Raj. Mr. Tasing distributed keys to 20 e-rickshaws and carts of 20 self-help group members. The project aims to promote rural livelihoods, generate employment, and economically empower rural women through eco-friendly and sustainable transportation. Minister Tasing urged beneficiaries to utilize the e-rickshaws to access new markets for their organic produce and products, while also creating additional employment opportunities in rural Arunachal Pradesh. Chairman of the Tripura Tea Development Corporation, Shomiranjan Ghosh, has said that the state government will open an auction center to boost industrial development. Once operational, tea produced in Tripura will no longer need to be sent to Assam for sale, ensuring better profits for local tea workers. Out of 7,533 tea worker families in Tripura, more than 5,000 have already been provided land pattas, and efforts are underway to cover the remaining families. Vice Chairman of the State Cultural Advisory Committee, Shubroto Chakraborty, said the government is promoting development through the preservation and practice of indigenous culture. Acting Sabhadipati of West Tripura Zilla Parishad, Bishwajit Shiel, said that housing and free ration facilities are being provided to tea workers. At least four security personnel were injured in a militant attack on an Assam police commando camp in Tinsukia district yesterday. The Alpha Independent claimed responsibility for the attack in Jagun area. The attack comes ahead of the Assam Assembly elections scheduled on 9th April. Security personnel stationed at the camp immediately retaliated, leading to a brief exchange of gunfire. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said counter-operations have been launched to nab those behind the attack. The Border Roads Organization yesterday started snow clearance operations to restore traffic in East Sikkim, including Nathula, amid heavy snowfall. The road to Smongo Lake and Nathula from Gangtok was closed on Saturday due to heavy snowfall in the area. The snow clearance efforts are aimed at restoring road connectivity to Nathula, Baba Harbhajan Singh Mandir and Zuluk in East Sikkim and support tourism in the region despite difficult weather conditions, officials said. The Sikkim Tourism Department, along with Project Swastik, is closely monitoring the situation and ensuring that routes remain safe, well-managed and accessible for travellers. The two-day third Northeast India Film Festival 2026 concluded in Imphal yesterday with the screening of nine films highlighting the region's cultural diversity. The festival was organized to showcase the traditional cultures of various communities in Northeast India through the cinematic medium. The event was jointly hosted by the Directorate of Information and Public Relations, Manipur, the All Manipur Film Producers Association and Thauna, with support from the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the National Film Development Corporation. Manipur's Information and Public Relations and Tourism Department Secretary, Hungyo Warshang, noted that the state lacks adequate funding for film awards and recognition platforms. He said efforts would be made to propose financial provisions for such initiatives in the future. Mr. Warshang stressed the importance of organizing film festivals, saying such platforms provide exposure to the diverse cultures and heritage of the Northeastern region. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.